Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things ahead of us. Those who follow God, great things are ahead of you. Great things, wonderful things are ahead. If you've been listening to these broadcasts, I've given testimonies about following God. Now, the reason is the leadership, most leadership, follow God in part. My message is follow God totally. Yielding your idea, yielding yourself to the Lord, doing all that's in His heart. From there, He will guide you in the best way of strength, the best way of success. He will train you not only to accomplish something, but how to handle success. He will train you how to remain in the love of God. The last church had a reputation of following God, but systematically they fell away because they had a love for the world and they became lukewarm. Now the enemy don't really want Christians. He can do more with a Christian that's lukewarm than a backslidden Christian. A lukewarm Christian, they look about like the world. And they look comfortable, they look happy, but they're not progressive. And they're not like Jesus. They're somewhere between, they're about like the Pharisees, incompetent. Living in a lukewarm state is living in a state of incompetency. Because there's no love and passion for God. There's no motivation to seek the Lord, to know Him. And you reduce Him to being to looking like a storybook character. God is alive. He's not a storybook character. He's more real than you are. He's more real than I am. And He's holy. But when our lives look raggedy to the world, and we don't look like we love God anymore, and we have a reputation for being the people of God, anybody that wants to learn about God, they're going to see God's people. Because they don't have a relationship with their own, so they look to the people of God to represent Him. And they're lousy representatives. A lukewarm Christian is a lousy representative of the Father. They've forgotten the face of their Father. They've forgotten that they needed a Savior. And they don't live by faith. And because they're not in faith anymore, they're not sincere anymore. People of faith, that's the highest form of sincerity. Nero had the Christians fed to the lions. And they rejoiced and they praised God with fervency. And it confused them. Because their love was real. Their faith was real. They were not lukewarm. They didn't beg for their lives. They praised God anyway. And they didn't know the authority that they had over the lions. They could have worked miracles, but they didn't know it. Faith begins where the will of God is known. Now those that know their God, they'll do exploits. You can stop the mouths of lions. It's been done before. They would not have been the first people to do that. So, because they had faith, they didn't beg for their lives. They didn't slander Jesus. They didn't recant. They loved God. But when men look at the world and their focus is off, they get in fear. And they act just like the world. The lukewarm Christian, they block the way of heaven. They block the gates. And they teach people wrong. Because they have no love for the truth. They're half-hearted against God. John said it plain, the love of the world is enmity against God. If the Lord said He had to spit them out, these were not just nice people that were lazy. They weren't. They were See, a church that's hot, they love God sincerely. Sometimes people think about performance. They think about a fiery church, a church that's on fire, being a church of performance. Performance follows sincerity. You can be on fire for God and not look like you're doing much because your heart is true to the Lord. There are many people who sincerely love God and they desire to do something for God, but they're not active in ministry yet. A child can be on fire for God. A boy can be on fire for God. An old man can be on fire for God. That doesn't mean you're out doing something. That means you love God. And whatever you do will be in line with His Word. And then there are people who are doing something, and they're on fire too. It's not about your performance, it's about your love walk. The way you see God, that's being on fire. And then the rest will follow. When the Holy Spirit gives you works to do, because you love God, you'll do them, and they'll turn out to be wonderful works. And that takes a long time before they're known. A work of the Holy Spirit takes a while. He trains people and he prepares people. And the end result is when people are preaching and people are getting saved, and it's notable. But the Lord trains people for that. Some people were getting pride over success. But if you that's why following God is so necessary. He will prepare you for what's ahead. Everything. Not only the success of the ministry, but the war it takes to finish. But because they wouldn't let God train them and they wouldn't follow His influence, they couldn't be prepared for it, and it never happened. See, God thinks of everything. If you follow Him, He will prepare you for what's ahead. And you'll fit the occasion. Being on fire for God and being trained is two different things. If you're not on fire for God, you're not going to train. See, people got it all balled up. They think that to be on fire, I got to look the part. I got to act a certain way. I got to always be ready to tell somebody about Jesus. That's fine. But first, you got to love God. That's being on fire. And shun evil. That's being on fire too. Because people who are really on fire, they hate the world system. They may not be active in ministry at all. A convert can be on fire for God because they love God and they refuse to sin. And as they learn better, they do better. As they learn better, they do better. They learn something new, they do something new. That takes a while. I love God. I was on fire for God when I first got saved. But I was untrained. Sometimes I said ugly words. I used profanity. But I would ask the Lord to help me with it. My performance was raggedy, but my love was real. I didn't know how to win. I just got saved. But I kept reading the Word and I kept growing. Kept reading the Word, I kept growing. Performance follows on fire. Now, I can act like I'm on fire. That doesn't, and you know, acting like you're on fire is trying to perform. Going to church every time the doors are open, that's good. That's performance. That's something that you can do. That's something people can see. That was a time I was going to church all the time, but I wasn't studying, and I had really backslidden from seeking the Lord by being so busy. Busy is not on fire. That's what the lukewarm church, they were busy. They had a reputation. They looked the part. They had performance. If you judged them by performance, they were doing good. But they lost their first love. If you lose that, you've gotten lukewarm. You've grown cold. Now let's examine what happens when you lose your first love. God is not the same anymore. Your passion's not the same. The world looks a little better. You see where it's going? Temptations don't seem so bad when you lost your first love. The crooked things don't look as crooked, and the straight things don't look as good. But when you follow God, when you have a passion for Him, He will help you navigate through these storms. Lukewarm, being lukewarm, that doesn't happen overnight. That's a slow process. A little suggestion here from Satan, and you don't rebuke him. A little suggestion there from Satan, and it goes unchecked. A little indulgence. Before you know it, you know, the devil ain't so bad. But you'll say he's bad because you know he's bad, but the world system. A little lust over here, a little secret over there. That stuff caused you to be lukewarm. But the love of God will cause you to drive those Philistines out of your land. You got to drive the Canaanites out. Drive them all out. Keep them out. You'll make mistakes, but that doesn't mean you don't have love. The love of God in you makes the difference. That's why we're alive to God. We have passion. We have love for Him in every way. And that's what it's all about. Being on fire for the Lord will always make the difference. And the Lord will prepare and train you. Now, as you follow God, you have to be, you love God and follow Him. He will guide you in all truth, help you go forward, not backwards, help you do the things that make sense. And He'll prepare you for what He needs you to do, and it'll work. You don't have to wonder and worry. You can go forward and not backwards. You can do the things of God and enjoy life like it should be. There is so many wonderful people that would love to know the Lord. But first, they got to see the light. And they got to see people who love God in operation. Those that love God and seek Him, to know Him, will be prepared to do a mighty work that can't be denied. That cannot be denied. And I want to see the people of God do the things of God and not be destroyed with this world. The lukewarm condition, God has to address it because it gets in the way of people being saved and healed and blessed and set free. And it's deception. It's a form of deception from Satan. And it needs to be dealt with. But following God will help you navigate so that you don't fall into those traps. I've had the Lord tell me many times what Satan was up to. And then He helped me avoid it. But being so busy, things can go unchecked. We're trying to build in a world that's opposite to God. And Satan will slander us, slander God before us, make it look like God's against us, lie on Him, lie on you, and lie on your efforts. And when you love God and passionate, people can't see your heart. So He have people to judge you wrong. But when you never sin and you're always doing the right thing, those lies will fade out. And sometimes because you're not performing, you may be busy, you may not be able to make every church service. That doesn't mean that you don't love God. And God knows that. He knows you. Being on fire is beyond your performance. But you keep loving God and you'll get your performance will eventually match your great love for God. And as you follow Him, He will guide you. And it's a necessary thing. That's why we talk about it so much. Now I'm out of time again. But God is not. He'll mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.